Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, guys, welcome back to another edition of War of the Words Radio, man. We do it best. We do it big on the local scene, man. Which is my profile stuff, but here we are. Episode 82, it's a great one, man. We are kicking off this Conflict 25 goodness. Of course, marching to North Carolina on March 10th, no pun intended, man, to get some North Carolina MMA in. You know, Conflict has been spreading year after year, and it was only a matter of time, you know, before we came up north. And what better place to start than in Charlotte, you know, giving a lot of people, not just the fans, but fighters too, more opportunities, more diversity. You know, like I said before, Conflict, they expanded to new cities in South Carolina and Georgia. I know they've got some other states planned, and of course this one going into North Carolina, huge year for them, like 15, 16 fight cards. You cannot miss this card, man. Today we have on Chris Kane, who's going to be fighting, I believe, at 155 in the co-main event against Lucian the Technician Corbry from CTC in Savannah. It's going to be an awesome fight, obviously. A great co-main event, great way to kick this off. Studded with a ton of talent. I believe the fight card will be dropped today officially. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good day, man. My co-host, Kobe, should be on here any second, but I think we should jump right into this thing, man. You know, get it kicked off well. For all you guys out there listening, of course, stick with us all week long. We're talking with Chris Kane today. Tomorrow we got No Quintanilla on, who will be fighting Shane Crenshaw. And then, of course, we've got Corbry and Crenshaw lined up. And as a special this week for you guys, we do have 2 days of high-profile guests. We will have King Mo on, who just won his Bellator fight against Czech Congo. Liam McGeary, who just won the light heavyweight Bellator belt, and Paul Simtex Daly, who also just won. So it's going to be an explosive couple of days there as we close in on Conflict 25. So enough out of me, man. Let's go ahead and get him out here. Chris Kane, Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. It is my pleasure. I'm fantastic. You know, you're like one of the first people ever to ask me that back. I'm doing good, man. No complaints out of me. I'm excited. You know, obviously, man. You know, it's far from the first time you and I've spoken. You know, we our passions finally crossed, man. We get to be on the radio together. So, you know, I'm glad to definitely glad to have you on today.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I've been wanting to get up on a Conflict card for a minute, so I'm glad. Me and Jared have talked in the past a bunch, just things have never really worked out, but it's awesome to finally get on there, and Charlotte is going to be a huge venue. Everything I've looked at, it's already got amazing shows there, so I know Jared's going to bring an even better one.
Oh, yeah, man, let me tell you, the Club Label is an awesome venue, like tons of high-profile shows go on there. Listen, Club Label looks so official that for like the first week that I knew about the venue, I was calling it Club LaBelle because it seemed so fancy. I was like, there's no way that can be Club Label because this place is legit as hell. So I was like, finally someone's like, dude, it's not Club LaBelle, it's Club Label. I'm like, okay, right on. But anyway, it should be Club LaBelle, dang it, cause that thing is official.
That might be one of the stories you leave off the ship next time. Just
yeah, exactly. Like, listen, no, he got it right the first time, every time. Listen, the venue is absolutely awesome, man. I can't wait to actually walk inside. There's such a difference when you have that. You know, you see a venue, you hear about it, and then when you actually show up on fight night, you know, of course, all that magic, you know, that promotion brings. I can't wait to see what it looks like, man, with that Conflict skirt on. It's going to be a sexy lady. let's talk a little bit about how this fight came about. You know, obviously, we are literally coming off the heels of Conflict 24, jumping right into Conflict 25. Got so much moving all at the same time, and we're just now we're literally like getting up on fight week here already. Which we'll get a little bit to the Tuesday stuff here in a minute. But tell us a little bit about how this all came about, man. Tell us a little bit about the journey about getting here.
The journey. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
I've had an interest in fighting Mushin for a while. I mean, obviously, he's done just about everything you can do in the sport. And, you know, I've always looked to just want to – if you look at my record, everybody I've fought has been somebody. You know, they've either been somebody or they're on the way up, one or the other. So Mushin's always been on the list. And I'm feeling my strongest physically that I've felt in a long time. I've been pretty injured over the past couple of years. And so now's the time. I got a message from Jared. He was looking for, I guess, some guy to turn him down or whatever, and that's usually when I get the call. So I've been training.
Yeah, man,
I was going to mention,
like, you're totally right about the guys that you face. I mean, if anybody who is a fan of Southeast MMA, you know, if you take just a quick look down, like, the last, five, six, seven guys that you fought, they are all, like, names. They're all somebody. They've all made a statement in MMA on a big scale.
Yeah, I mean, I got into this. I've been fighting since I was 19, so I've been fighting, adults, basically since I was a kid. And I guess you just get over the name thing and just go after them. Now they all haven't come out the best way, but I've learned a lesson from all of them, and I've become more of a man in this past year, and I'm ready to show that.
Absolutely. You know, I give a ton of credit, because a lot of guys out there are so concerned about their reputation or their out. They don't just get in there and just fight the best. They say that, but they don't actually do it. You know, you can look down your list and you see, you know, guys from, you know, Charles Nutt to Dustin Scoggins. You got CJ Hamilton, Rand Weathers, Tim Goodwin. You're about to fight Mushin Corbery. I mean, no one, no matter what anybody can say, no one can say that you don't live up to that. You don't go out there and find those legit challenges. You're not, you know, fighting a bunch of guys that, you know, have terrible records or aren't. I mean, you're out there putting in work against, like, guys that, you know, are on fire or have been to the top of the mountain.
Exactly. And I mean, I've always looked at it like, if there's somebody out there who can beat you up, they've already beat you up, you know? So it doesn't matter whether or not you go through with it. It's just, it's already happened. You know, it's how good are you at that particular time? It doesn't really matter. You need to just keep training, get better, you know? I feel like I'm one of the guys in the sport who can really compete, and I wasn't always like this. It's taken 7-8 years, but I can compete at the high level with boxing or kickboxing or jiu-jitsu or wrestling. You know, I really have been finding a way to make that happen, like in my MMA, where I can bring it all together. Because individually in the gym, I never ever, you know, no matter who I end up facing, you know, that we bring in sparring partners, things like that, it's just for some reason when I put it all together in that MMA, it just doesn't always come together, but in sparring it does. So we'll see if I can make it happen against Mushin. I feel real good about it. Things have been looking good.
Isn't that always interesting how that comes out to play, you know, working in a gym like I do? I see that happen like almost like so often, where, you know, in sparring, you know, versus those live fire scenarios, like how differently things can play out. A good example would be, you know, watch Mark Trader train for his fight at Conflict 24 for freaking like 2 months. And then in like the first minute, he gets almost spinning back, just knocked out completely. Like, you know, like, you know, you never know what.
Yeah. That's why it's so crazy. It just can happen. It's you know, and you can really only go in there and do your best and hope it ends up the coin toss on your side. But I didn't always feel that way. When I first came into the sport, I was invincible. You know what I mean? Like even if I got my butt kicked, I was still invincible. And I was but as you get a little older, you start to realize it's just about the opportunity to put on a show and show what I've been working on, and I'm glad Mushin is allowing me to do that because it's definitely going to be a show.
Man, and I got to tell you, it's got to be pretty awesome, too, to be a co-main event for Conflict's first touchdown in Charlotte. That's got to be
a pretty sweet addition
to it as well, man. I mean, not...
Definitely. I'm glad Crenshaw's coming back too at the other co-main event, so that's cool. That'll be a good fight as well.
I'm actually pretty interested in that as well. You know, I think Shane, I interviewed him a couple of days ago, and you know, I've known Shane for a long time, and it seems like we are definitely dealing with a much more focused and with energy put in the right direction, Shane Crenshaw. So I'm very excited to see it. Of course, you know, Shane will always be Shane, and I'm kind of excited about that stuff. I know he's going to do something, but you know, he seems to have it put together, man. So, you know, I think that those are the guys that, you know, and like yourself, that these fans love to see, you know, the guys who have that mentality about exciting fights, guys that aren't scared to go out there and fight people that a lot of people turn down. You know, I mean, it's not every day that these opportunities come around like they do. And I love fighters who know those opportunities, know where they are in their fight life, and who love that challenge, man. It's obviously that you love to challenge yourself. That's obviously, to me at least, a big piece of what you get out of the sport is that challenge, that self-challenge. Would you say that was true?
Yeah, I mean, I would. It's always love-hate, though, you know. I love everything that martial arts has brought to my life. But it's hard, and I mean, sometimes you get just burnt out, or you, especially when this became my living, you know, it's a lot more fun to do it for free, and that's kind of crazy, but once you start putting, you know, bills and everything on the table, it starts to matter a little more, and you can tell in my amateur career, I was a lot more just free, you know, when you watch me fight, as opposed to, like, in my last few fights, but I've really worked on that psychologically and spent a lot of time, you know, working those out. So we're gonna get back to those amateur ways, those winning ways.
You know, and I think that actually, you know, you make a strong point, you know, about the transition. I'd like to kind of zone in on that a little bit more, if I can pull a little more out of you on that
sure.
Transition from amateur to pro. I mean, I really haven't placed myself in those shoes before, but that actually does have to be a pretty tremendous change. Obviously, you know, you're going pro and the record, you know, is more permanent than one people will come to know, but
for sure,
if it becomes your source of income and input in a much bigger chunk of your life, then one can only imagine the stress of, like, MMA is paying, you know, your bills and stuff like that. That's got to add a whole crazy layer to it, man.
I mean, it kind of comes down to that speech that Mickey gave Rocky, you know, talking about he never had a manager. And it's like with me, when I turned pro, I left the gym that I was in for another gym and kind of went, we had coaches, but it was like a mutual coaching kind of thing. Whereas before that, my head coach was the only guy I worked with, and it was like he was very much, you know, above me and told me what to do. So then as I became, you know, a little better at the sport and got into other promotions and stuff, and he stopped training as much, I had to go out on my own, and I never found another manager that I really clicked with or another coach that I really clicked with. So I kind of had to fill that role of coach myself, you know, and I've finally grown into it. I've got a good boxing coach, things like that, but I'm more of an adult now than I was even 6 months ago, but 2 years ago, when you start trying to really put your life together as a young man, you know, it's real hard in this sport. But if you don't get the right breaks, if you get the right breaks, it's awesome. But I feel like you have to keep putting yourself out there, because no matter how many times you get knocked down, the only way that you ever or guarantee that you're not going to be successful is not getting back up. And that's kind of what I'm always going to get back up, you know.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think that's part of the, you know, that's part of the excitement of a fight like this, man. You know, like, It's definitely going to be one hell of a battle. All I can say is there's a reason that it's a co-main for a reason. And again, you're talking about somebody like Moosen, who, you know, I can, like you said, you're talking to, you know, I do not deal with that side of the background, but I guarantee you that, you know, part of the reason is that they probably had some guys say, hell no, you know, and that speaks a lot about that speaks a lot about your character as a fighter, man, and about your mentality, about your belief in yourself, about, you know, where you want to go, what you want to do. And, you know, that self, that faith, man, it's one of the things I've always been amazed in. I'm not a fighter. Everything I see is from the outside of the cage. true. I always just look from the outside in. And that's part of the reason I love doing these shows, is because I kind of get to, for a moment, walk on that inside. I can't imagine going to bed knowing that, I have a fight coming up that, you know, it's one thing, you know, like when we get in fights in our regular life, you know, I have all this prep time to think about it and all this crazy stuff. It just happens one day out of left field, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But then it's amazing to watch fighters, it's the opposite.
They'll walk into the gym and spar like it's a fight, no problem. But then, you know, for a fight, they'll just be thinking about it, and just they're exhausted by the time they get to the ring. And I always call it, it's like a roller coaster. And I used to be very, very cold and calm before I fought, and people would, like, you know, make Chuck Liddell or, like, Iceman jokes at me and stuff like that, because that's how, if you're going to get on a roller coaster, if you sit down and you strap on and just start screaming, you know, it's by the time you get to the top of the hill, you're not going to enjoy the fall down. But you just kind of let the roller coaster take you, and you end up at the end. You know, you don't want to start screaming when you just get in line. I guess some people do, but...
Close your eyes the whole time and go.
Exactly. So you want to fight with your eyes
go,
open.
Go, man.
Exactly.
Wow, that's deep. We got deep all of a sudden.
Yeah, real quick. but we'll go out of the deep end. Do you think Mushin's listening right now?
Oh, man.
If he's
not listening, he will certainly soon.
But and the cool thing about my opponent is he's another one of those guys who can do everything. You know what I mean? He's an awesome judo guy, good jiu-jitsu guy. And he was a pro boxer, I believe, and did some fights over in Thailand. So he's done just about everything. And, you know, I'm just going to put my feet right in the center of that cage, and I'm not going for a single takedown attempt. So whatever he wants to do is fine, but I'm going to put two fists up, and that's it. So we'll see. We'll see who's still standing. And I guarantee it's going to be an awesome show.
Man, you know what? I just love hearing you say that. Everything you just said, just made, like, thanks. As if this coming week wasn't going to be slow enough, waiting on all these awesome fights.
I'm going to go do some bag work now, so I had to pump myself up.
Yeah. You're like, oh, it's time to go do it. Something I definitely wanted to touch on, man, that I think is an interesting twist on this. You know, first off, for me on a personal level, not having been involved in the North Carolina card before, you know, they had the same day weigh-ins. That's first off, but you've had a fight lab. You fought a fight before, so I'm sure that's nothing new to you. But what about the Tuesday thing?
That's different. I actually took the fight, and then I was letting people know as to when the fight was and stuff, and I kept getting messages, what day is that? I had to look it up, and I called Jared. I was like, is that true? So that's pretty cool, though. Cause, I mean, you have a lot of Friday, Saturday night stuff, but when you have a venue like this, you gotta take the day you can, and I've heard it already has, like, it's packed all the time, so I'm sure it's not going to matter if it's a Tuesday or a Saturday, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm actually pretty excited. I was like, you know what kind of lame stuff I'm generally doing on a Tuesday evening? Dude, this would be like best Tuesday ever.
I was going to say, good Tuesday, you know?
Yeah,
I'm more excited
like
for
best
Monday
Tuesday,
where I get to eat again, but...
Yeah, that's true.
Changed my diet a lot. I was a vegetarian for 5 years, so... And for this fight, for the last like 7 months, I haven't been. So I've seen a lot of changes in my body. And it's very interesting to see like the difference in my performance with what I'm getting better out of my diet. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. The fuel. That's a rough transition, man. You know, like personally, I was a vegetarian, then vegan, then vegetarian because vegan
exactly.
was way serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's how I did it.
Let me tell you, yeah, man. You're like, let me test it. Oh no, that's too much. You know, and then you have that weird day. Like for me, I had that weird day where all of a sudden I was like, man, I totally want a steak today. You know what? Well, I'll eat the steak.
I mean,
I'll tell you what my weird day was
sitting there and just feeling everything, like feeling how broke down my body was. And I got a bison burger my buddy was cooking and I just ate it. It was like, from that point on, I didn't look back. Just
it was like, yes, now we are fueled for championship battle.
Exactly. Well, I've gone up 2 weight classes, so it'll do it.
Hey, there you go, man. I'm very excited. Hey, listen, Chris, man, we always like to take a minute, of course, to obviously thank you for taking time out of your day, especially when it's basically fight week and, you know, getting ready. Wanted to give you the floor for a second if you had anybody you'd like to thank, you know, any shout-outs you'd like to give. Anything like that, we definitely want to hear, brother.
I mean, I'd like to thank Conflict for having me as a co-main event. That's awesome. My buddy James Arnold, who's my strength and conditioning coach, he's pound for pound. He's like 170 pounds, but just one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life, and he's changed everything about me. So that's my biggest shout out, because one of my lackings has always been my strength. So. And that's definitely not now. So I want to give him a big shout out. I want to give a shout out to everybody at Dagger Here. Dagger Here is a full contact sword fighting game. I also came up in since I was a kid. I'm a big, big fan of medieval combat. So they've been supporting me. So I guess that's probably it.
That is. Oh, that, man, no problem, man. Always, dude. Always, man. I'm stoked to actually get an opportunity to see you fight. You know, I've known you for a while, so this is pretty awesome for me. And you know what, brother? I got one last question for you, and then I'm gonna let you get to that bag work.
Yeah, man.
Here it is. All right, March 10th, man. Co-main event: Chris Kane, Mushin Corbery. If you could leave one impression on these fans when they're leaving a club label on that sweet, sweet Tuesday night, what would you want it to be, my man?
I feel like I'm bringing some game-changing stuff to it, so I just want them to just walk away not really knowing what they just saw. You know what I mean? Just impressed.
They're like, whoa, I don't know what it was, but it was awesome.
Exactly.
That's perfect, man. Well, listen, Chris, man, I'm sure we'll catch up at least one more time before we get to these fights. I'll see you at the weigh-ins. Looking forward to this battle so much. And thanks for coming on the show today, man.
Awesome, brother. Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody. Those of you guys just tuning in or tuned in to the halfway mark, that was Chris Kane. He is the co-main event for Conflict 25. Going to be fighting Mushin Corbery at 155. An awesome battle, man. Both these guys have taken on monsters in the Southeast, well-known names, and now these two well-known names are going to clash, and it's going to be epic. So have yourself at Club Label on March 10th. And before we go, Mr. Kobe Wall.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Kobe.
Sorry, dude. I got busy, man, and just fucking forgot.
It's
Chris?
Cool. I'm a forgettable guy.
You're not
Chris,
a forgettable guy.
I have completed the Chris Kane interview, but fortunately enough, I still have 5 minutes left. And, you know, it's been a minute since I've talked to you on the show, and now my co-host, Kobe Wall, who's my longtime co-host of War of the Words, is now also the new Conflict Lightweight Champ. So I wanted to tell you congratulations on air, brother. That's an amazing accomplishment over a guy that I don't know anybody out there who doesn't respect Lamar Brown, even after this fight. So, you know, huge W, and I'm very proud of you, homie.
Thank you, man. You know, it's really crazy. We talked about this, and is Chris still on? Chris, you there?
Nah, man, he had a jet. He had some bag work to get to.
I got you. Well, like we were talking about, we're on air, so we'll talk about it. It's kind of crazy that my very, very first fight with Jared was actually against one of Chris Kane's guys, Nick Vecchione, at the very, very first Conflict show. So it's kind of crazy that me and Nick were the first two guys to ever fight for Jared, ever. And then the most recent fight, I became the 155 champ, which is really awesome. But you've already completed the interview, so, you know, nothing else for me to say.
No, man, now I'm interviewing Kobe Wall, man. How does it feel, dog? Like, you know, we haven't had a big chance to catch up. We know we're closing out the show. Of course, Conflict 25 is around the corner, March 10th. Man, we got so much shit to talk about. You know, now's the time. So, man, I know it's right there around you. Is it right there somewhere? Have you taken it to the gym? Are you sleeping with it at night? Like, how's it feel, man? How's the life? Is it good?
You know, it just sits, the belt just sits at the house, you know, but it does feel good. It feels good to get a pretty impressive win over, in my opinion, like I said many times, one of the best guys out there, one of the best guys, you know, in the 155 division, period, in the Southeast U.S. And like I said, I got the win. I got the belt. Now it's just time to defend it a few times. And, you know, the next set match, I believe, is May 10th in Hardyville against Eddie Miller. But I probably will be fighting at least once or twice before then. Just to keep things rolling, keep the W's coming. So yeah, feels good. Feels
That's
good to get.
You're gonna fight like out of weight class fights, like so they don't. Is that what you mean? Like fighting maybe a little bit north or something for a fight or two.
Yeah, that's what.
Or a different promotion maybe.
Well, no, I may go back to strike card, but I think me and Jerry were talking about, you know, some 160 catchweight fights just to keep things going until the Eddie fight shows up. Eddie, I know Eddie's supposed to be fighting in Macon. I'm probably going to fight on that one as well. Eddie's supposed to be fighting, I believe, for the 170 belt, but I'm not sure. I don't know if that's either announced or I don't know what the deal is with that. That's just kind of a rumor I heard. If not, who cares? You know, like I said, I'm going to keep going out there and getting some W's and prepare for a war for Eddie. You know, he's actually a friend. I call him a friend, even though there's been a little tiff here lately. No disrespect to him, you know, but we're going to fight, just like I said, against Lamar, you know. Has nothing to do with respect, you know. I mean, it has nothing to do with disrespect. It's just a fight. So, you know, shit talk aside, you know, we're going to go and fight. And, you know, the best guy's going to win, like always.
That's it, man. And with that, how about, look, we got 2 minutes. I got to hear it from you, man. How about this damn North Carolina, Charlotte, Club Label, Conflict 25, man? Are we fine? We going to get to reunite on the mics
yes,
once more? and finally, and let them know, man. You got that mojo? You ready?
Dude, the mojo will be there. I'm only going to be there for the night. I've got to go back. I got to work the next day. But we will reunite that night. Club Label is going to be awesome. It's a weird fight doing it during the week. But it's going to be cool for everybody. It's going to be some good fights. And I'm just ready to see Masin go in there and do his thing and a couple of my other buddies that's on the card. So I'll be there, sir.
It's going to be a great night, guys. Listen, everybody out there, if you're still looking to get these tickets, you can go to clublabel.com. You can also go to conflictmma.com. Catch us all over Facebook. I believe later on today, the current and what I believe to be the official fight card for this event, now that I believe it's complete, should drop sometime today or tomorrow. So you guys be sure to keep an eye on that. I was telling the top of the hour, Kobe, as you know, man, it's going to be a sweet week for us, man. We've got Moosh and Corbry coming on the show. We got Shane Crenshaw coming on the show. We got No Quintanilla coming on the show. And then we've got King Mo, who just fought Chet Congo. And we've got Lee McGeary, who just won the light heavyweight title in Bellator, and Paul Daly. So it's a hell of a week for us, man. You know, we're doing a little high profile special this week. So I'm freaking stoked. It's War of the Words all week. It's a March to March 10th, right?
Hey, I'm ready, buddy. I'm ready.
That's it, man. Listen, guys, everybody tune in today. I also want to give a shout-out to Tires for Hire in Charleston. Make sure to check them out. Solomon Cleaning Services, iPugilist.com. Make sure to check out UFC Wreckage, MMA UK, MMA Mayhem Radio, Unique Kennels, man, Duomachi, man. All those guys out there who keep it going. Liquid Box. And shoot, man, everybody who's promoting and supporting Conflict, no matter where we spread to and where we go, you guys are awesome fans, and War of the Words, definitely appreciate it. Kobe, you got anything?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm just ready to get these Club Label fight's going, dude. So I guess we will meet again on the air possibly tomorrow.
That's it. Tomorrow we have No Quintanilla. I don't know the exact time, but we will get that in. And a double dose of the Brick in the Wall, since we didn't get to do that today. On behalf of the Conflict Lightweight Champ and my beautiful co-host, Kobe Wall, and myself, the man in the game, keeping the airways moving, Eric Ellison, man. This is War of the Words. We out of here.
Peace.